Finish on the top of Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph is discussing the halacha of bringing korbanos on Yom Tov, and it brings a machlokes of Shammai Beisel if you could bring an oilas re'iyah on Yom Tov or not. According to Beis Shammai, you cannot, and according to Beisel, you could. And the Mishnah says that if Atzeres is chalius be'er Shabbos, if Atzeres falls out on Erev Shabbos on Friday, Beis Shammai Ermim Yom Tovayach Achar Shabbos. Beis Shammai say that the Yom Tovayach, the day of bringing the korbanos, is after Shabbos. Beisel Ermim En Yom Tovayach Achar Shabbos, and Beisel hold that there's no Yom Tovayach Achar Shabbos. You don't have to bring the Kerbanos after Shabbos. You can bring the Kerbanos on Shavuos itself. Rashi says that Yom Tovayach Shol Kerbanos Re'iyah V'Chagiga Shol Yom Tov La'achar Shabbos Ein Kraven Lo B'Yom Tov Lo B'Shabbos. According to Beis Shammai, you can't bring the Kerbanos on Yom Tov or Shabbos. Therefore, you have to push it off till after Shabbos, and after Shabbos is the day of the Hakrava. According to Beis Solo, you can bring them on Shavuos itself. So the Mishnah here uses an interesting lashon describing the day of Hashlama, the day when you bring the korbanos. According to Beis Shammai, it refers to it as the Yom Tovayach, the day of shechting the korbanos. And I was bothered that lechayr this is seems to be a strange lashon, Yom Tovayach, the day of shechita. What this really is a day of Hashlama, a day of Tashlumen. And if you can't bring the korbanos on Shavuos and you can't bring it on Shabbos, so you bring it the day after Shabbos, that should be called the Yom Tashlumen. It should say Yom Tashlumen is Achar Shabbos. Why is it called Yom Tavayach? And even if you want to refer to the Shechita or the Zvicha, it would make more sense to call it Yom Shechita or Yom Zvicha. But why this Lashon Tvicha, the Tavayach, this is not the Lashon which is usually used when we refer to Shechting Korbanos. So what is the what's the beer in this Lashon of the Mishnah, a strange Lashon of Yom Tavayach being after Shabbos? So I thought perhaps he could be mazbe this alpi a gvaldiki aside. I think something goes into the whole essence of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, and just start from something the Mechaber says. Actually, it's the Ramah in Hilchos Pesach and Siman Tav Samaches. The Ramah says like this. He says, "V'nogu shlo lahakiz dam b'shum erev Yom Tov ein l'shanis." The minhag is not to be makiz dam, not to draw any blood on any erev Yom Tov. Any erev Yom Tov shouldn't draw any blood. Based upon this, the Pesach says shouldn't have l'chatchila, if you could work it out, shouldn't have some type of surgery that involves taking blood. So there's any not to draw blood on an erev Yom Tov. What's the reason for this? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that this is really a gezerah auto Erev Shavuos. The Iker Din is not, you're not allowed to draw blood on Erev Shavuos, and once you can't do it on Erev Shavuos, there are guys that are not to do it on any other Yom Tov as well. Why can't you draw blood on Erev Shavuos? It's like Mishnah Berurah, this is based on the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chaf Tesam Beis. The Gemara over there says that during Matan Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us the Torah, there is a shade that was called Tavayach. This shade that was called Tavayach came out and he wanted to shecht Klai Yisrael, he wanted to Chalila destroy Klai Yisrael, and if he wouldn't have been Mekabel the Torah, he would have done that, he would have destroyed us. But since we were Mekabel the Torah, that was Mevatel, the Shade Ushmoy Tavayach. He was no longer able to destroy us. And he said, and the Gemara says, for that reason, there's a Sakana. And Erev Shavuos is a Sakana. Chalila, the Shade could harm us. And therefore, it's not a good time to be Makiz Dam. And that is the reason why you're not Makiz Dam. You don't draw blood on Erev Shavuos. And in Mele, we're guys and not to do it on any other Yom Tov as well. So what's Mevor from this is that during Shavuos, there was this very fearful Shade called Tavayach, who threatened to kill Klai, so if not, that we would have been Mekabel the Torah. And I thought that perhaps the Lashon Chacham and Mechidaisa, and perhaps Chazal have been Meramis to this Indian over here, when they refer to this day after Shavuos as the Yom Tavayach, perhaps to be Meramis to the Shade of Tavayach as well. They could have called it the Yom Hashlama, Yom Shechita, but once they're referring to the day of Shechita, they called it Yom Tavayach as a remis to the Shade. The Shade is something which is a threat, and B'schus, or Mekabel the Torah and Shavuos, that Tavayach is taken away, the Shade is taken away, we're matzliach to be miskaber over the Tavayach, perhaps b'schus of our Tavayach, of bringing these korbanos now, b'schus the Kabbalah Sotar that we do, that's a rezeichet to be miskaber and the Shade Ushmai Tavayach, and for that reason, maybe Chazal were meramis to it by calling this day Yom Tavayach instead of Yom Hashlama, Yom Shechita, Yom Zvicha. That's what I wanted to say. Afterwards, I found Baruch Hashem that is Mechamin to Reuven Margolius, who Mamish speaks out this vart over here in his Sefer Nitzitzi R. He says, Imamish asks this question. He says, Yom Tovayach, he says, Bitui Zen Mufla. This is a very interesting Bitui, interesting expression. We should have called it Yom Hashlama. And he says, V'itachin sheyaseid kinuzel la'oise yom u'amr b'shabbos, yom u'da'atzeres, t'nafik b'yziko shmei tavayach, t'ilokim b'yisrael tayra. So he says, perhaps they use this lashon to be meramis that Gemara and Shabbos, that on Shavuos this shade u'shmei tavayach came out. And that's how he learns pshat over in the Mishnah. And I remember saw today in the Sefer Meganim Chadashim, he brings down from the Kol HaRamaz, this appears on the Mishnah, from Ramesh Zachusa, from the Gedalia Mekubalim, the earlier Mekubalim. he mamish asks this kasha and says the same teretz. He says tzarich litan tam l'shem zeh shel tovayach to nimtza lashon tvicha b'masisin and lo gabi tashim b'dal bei. We hardly find this lashon in the Mishnah of lashon tvicha. And he says v'nirli the ramas might aminu b'shabbos the barav tzayis yetsa ruach anika tovayach. You have this ruach called tovayach v'melei kibla hatayra have acha b'sar b'damayu. If he wouldn't have been mekabel the Torah, he would have destroyed us. Him came b'schus kabbanis achag nutzal me'aisa tovayach. And he taki adds in the b'schus kabbanis we're saved from the shade which is called tovayach. So that could be the remez over here in the Mishnah. What needs a little bit bigger is that just because at the time of Mount Tara the Shadish Motavach came out, why does that mean that up until today we can't be Makis Dam? Today there's not a Sakan anymore. He came then, we're Mevatim back to Mosa Tara. Why is this something we have to be Makbid on every year? And the Machsis HaShekel asks his Kasha and over there in Taf Samachas, and he says, Gavali Yasaida, he said, which is Yadua, that you see from here that the ending of Mount Tara and Shavuos was not a one time thing that happened back then, but it literally happens every single year. Ad Kedei Kach, in a halachic sense, we see that we're Chayshish, that it happens again every year, and just like Mount Tara happens every year, the Shedush Matarach comes out again every year as well, and threatens us, and every year we have this threat, and if we're Makabal the Tara Mutav, then we're safe from him, if we're not Makabal properly, Chalila, he has this Kayach, and that is why you have this halacha not to be Makis Dam and Erev Shavuos Ad Hayom Hazeh, and that is the Galus of Shavuos. It's not just something that happened back then, but it's a literal Kabbalah Satire every year, and this perhaps is all Merumas in the Lashon of the Tana over here of Yom Tavayach Acher HaShabbos.